And here it is vital, if you can stop and face that empty space, without running away from it or cursing the empty space or immediately going into reactive. Just this is it's very strange, and this is one example. The empty space can also be left by relationships, the wife, the partner, the husband. One day you get home and there's a letter which says, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And if you can, again, you're at that moment, what the form that this moment takes, we use that expression here, and here we come to something very significant. The form that this moment takes sometimes is an absence of the form that was there a moment before. And because suddenly there is a no form where there was a form before, that is an enormous opening into the deeper awareness of the formless consciousness, unconditioned formless that you are. If you can not run away from it, if you can face this death, because the loss of anything is a small death. The loss of the bells that you've had for years is a small death because the form is gone. The loss of your BMW is a death. The Rolls Royce, an even bigger death. And of course, there may be an actual death, and this is an amazing thing. The person that was here every day in this room used to sit in this chair. That's the armchair. That's where the desk where they sat. And one day, the message comes, they're gone. Passed away. And then you look at the empty chair. The person was so, it was so real, it seemed so permanent to have that personality sitting in that armchair, doing its thing, its work, talking, having its opinions, being there. How is it? It's inconceivable that suddenly it's that person is, where is he? Dissolved. Just dissolved, like a soap bubble. Gone. And so most people, this is the empty space that is left behind by death. Whenever a form dissolves in your life, it may be an actual death, it may be the loss of something that had been important to you. If you can face that hole that is left behind by the form that is no longer there, it's a temporary hole into the dimension of the formless. Now, one could almost say, God, we're using that word again, the formless one life, the formless, timeless, one consciousness that underlies all manifestation, momentarily shines through whenever there is a hole in the tapestry of physical existence. That's kind of the tapestry of forms. And in this tapestry of forms, which is gigantic,